Well, hello, Great Questions Group, Inner Circle friends. Mark DeMatteo coming at you on this 17th day of December 2016 with a special Christmas message going out to each of you. Trust this finds you well as we are in the midst of the Christmas season once again. And I've got something special that I want to do for you all that I'm going to kind of keep as a little surprise right to the very end. I have been playing around with trying to learn a little bit more about this audio software that I use to record these messages for you. So I'm going to do something or try something. Hopefully I'll pull it off a little bit unique that I think will be a blessing to you. And so I'll keep you in suspense for that for a few moments here. But to the message at hand, the title of this message is What God is Like. What God is Like. And probably this is certainly one of the two times each year that we really focus on that that aspect of what this God is like. And I think probably most of you, like myself, have some favorite Christmas songs, Christmas carols, Christmas hymns that we listen to this time of year. And we probably have some favorites that bring back a lot of fond memories and maybe help us reflect on the reason for the season. And I'm no different. I have a few that are very near and dear to my heart. And one of them is actually a song that I recorded off the radio many years ago before I got convicted about doing that. And I know it's a very beautiful song. It's sung by a woman. And so I looked online to see if I could try to find it, and I was unable to do so because otherwise I would love to give you the name of the recording artist. But anyway, the words and the arrangement of the song, but the words in particular, folks, are precious. And the title of the song is, best as I can make out, is the title of this message, What God is Like, because it's talking about, of course, Christ being born in the manger, but it kind of takes a different perspective because it talks about the fact that mom and dad, Joseph and Mary, have been waiting for this night just to look into your eyes and to see you smile and to hold you tight and to see and find out what God is like. And folks, you know, it is one of the amazing validations of the Christian faith, the true religion of the world, the great religion of the world, okay, that this almighty God came to earth to redeem lost man, that we were, we were wallowing around in darkness, in sin and death under the curse because of our rebellion and battling the world and the flesh and the devil. And this almighty God came to earth not only just to touch us, not only to literally show us what he was like, but to do something for us that we couldn't do, to redeem us, to die on the cross, to pay our sin debt and translate us out of the darkness into life, from death into eternal life, you know, from weakness into might. And we could go on and on. The inheritance that we have gained is unprecedented. And the fact that this God would be willing to do that for us, even though he was the eternal creator God. You know, Micah says he is from old, from everlasting. You know, Isaiah says he is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You know, the Almighty God, our Counselor. And Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, again, was creator. And he laid all that aside and, you know, demonstrated unparalleled humility and condescension to allow himself to be born like every single one of us. To literally show us, okay, in spite of the fact that he is holy and almighty and transcendent. And, you know, a God to be feared, a God to be revered. And yet at the same time, he shows us how soft and gentle and mild and kind he can be. And that he wanted us back, this unprecedented love. You know, folks, another validation, if we want to look at it that way, is that when you look at man, the absolute best that we can find in us, in humankind, the virtues, the characteristics, the qualities, the virtues that are the highest in man are mere shadows of this true character, this true nature of this eternal almighty God. And you know, most of us don't really like to be around people that are very arrogant and very prideful. You know, especially when in the grand scheme of things, we are all frail and finite little creatures that only live here for a little while. And whatever wealth and treasure and position and, you know, power we may accumulate in this life is for a brief whiff of time. And it is nothing in comparison to this almighty creator with whom we will one day have to deal. We will have to come face to face with him and give an account for our lives and what we've done. And the fact of the matter is, so when we see creatures, you know, made of dust, you know, getting too puffed up, we're not really excited about it, okay? But we do honor people that are humble and condescending and are willing to stoop and help and reach out and touch and uplift people. And folks, that's what this Almighty God did in an absolutely unprecedented way. And so it is good to reflect on these things at this time of year and praise and give praise and give thanksgiving and give worship to this Almighty God who came to earth in the same way that we did, so that, you know, back then they could look into his eyes. And which must have been an amazing thing for Mary and Joseph to actually just look in that baby's eyes and realize that this was Almighty God that allowed himself to be born like that. And folks, the beautiful thing is, because of that, one day when this brief life is over and we are translated out of this life into our eternal home, where our real citizenship is in that celestial city, in that new heaven, in that new earth that this Almighty God is preparing for us even now. And we will have new eyes in a new body with a new mind when we're in that new heaven and that new earth. And we will then be able to look into the uncreated eyes of this eternal God and really, really, really know what this God is like. And it's an amazing thing. So I wanted to just wish you all a very, very happy and blessed and holy and reflectful and safe Christmas. And as always, folks, let us definitely remember the season. My thoughts and prayers go out to each and every one of you all. And as I wrap this up, I can keep myself together here. The little surprise is I think I have figured out a way to actually share the song with you. So here it is. God bless you. Enjoy it. And Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Okay? Bye-bye. Fill
Jesus to me.